Okay, so I'll be presenting the F8 architecture. For those who've been to last year's talk, the first few slides with the motivational introduction will be familiar, and but we'll get into some more details then. Now the F8 is an 8/16-bit architecture. Now, why do we still bother with 8/16-bit architectures? Well, the main point is they are still used in huge numbers in a large number of devices. Even the laptops most of us are carrying with us tend to have an 8051, which is an 8-bit core, as a keyboard controller or somewhere deeply within the Wi-Fi chip. For example, the Realtek Wi-Fi chips do contain 8051 cores. Now, in general, there's even 4-bit microcontrollers in use sometime. Well, bought a cyclocomputer for my bike, took it apart, turns out there's a 4-bit microcontroller in it. And of course, there's the familiar 32-bit 64, which are now dominated by ARM and probably soon RISC-V. But there's still these areas of 8/16-bit, where the 32-bit devices are too big, not just in terms of their core, but also in terms for memory requirements, both for program and data storage. Now, these low-end 8/16-bit architectures are typically programmed in C. They are not that expensive. The typical range is about a cent to a euro. So if some of them are a bit cheaper or more expensive. The data memory tends to be in the range of, well, about 60, 70 bytes to about the same number of kilobytes. And the program memory tends to be a few kilobytes, typically something like 4 to 128 kilobytes of program memory. The market is dominated on one hand by proprietary architectures like the STM8 by STMicroelectronics, and then these ancient things like 8051 or some Z80 derivatives and such, where all patents have long expired. We don't have like